This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. This is Mark Menard here, live in the Elevating Beyond studio. And I had something for today. Actually, I talked about it on LinkedIn and Facebook and all over the place to all of you. And what I was talking about was why a perfect business plan always leads to failure. That's right. That was something that I'm going to be talking about. Is why, first of all, there's no such thing as a perfect business plan. But then as I got standing up here, I started thinking about just what's been going on even these past couple of weeks. And something kind of just came in my heart to, I don't do the whole scripted stuff. I've got some strategies, I have ideas, but something has been weighing on me about a lot of the battles that we face behind the scenes, like the B side of success, the B side of being an entrepreneur, the B side of being exceptional at anything in your marriage, in your life, in your business, going after your dreams, in parenting, in sports, athletes. Like, whatever it may be, there's a B side that most people will never see, and a lot of the times don't ever hear about, or sometimes they may hear of a story of someone overcoming years and years and years ago, but now they've made it to success, and they think, well, they're not going through those doubt and fear and battling confidence and those challenges in their marriage and all that stuff with their children and everything in their leadership and their company. Like, that's not still happening yesterday, is it? And it is. There's different levels. And something that's so important on this, first of all, the whole business plan thing, I can knock that out really quick. The reason a perfect business plan always leads to failure is there's no such thing as one, and a lot of people falsely assume that they have to have this perfect business plan, and until they have it perfect, they don't start, so they never start. And as I say it all the time in my book, boom, The Story of You, the two-step business plan: number one, stop planning. Number two, start doing. And I tell you this even in my own life, from the recession, when I started my company DreamShine 13 years ago, my office in a barn, creating a company to serve individuals with special needs. We opened it as an LLC at that time. I didn't even really know what all that was. Now we're an S corporation. Now I understand all that. At that time, I couldn't have had that in a business plan. I didn't know what that meant. You have an idea. What's more important is you have to have a vision that's bigger than you. Yes, do your research. But then it's like Nike says, like, literally, just do it. Just freaking do it. Take action. And I remember I had to meet with my CPA at one point as we were starting, And someone said, like, you're going to have a business plan infrastructure written out. And I remember, like, I had a piece of paper that said business plan for Dreamshine. And there was, like, one sentence there, and then it stopped. And what's funny is I found that, like, 7 years later after my company had continued to grow. And I remember looking back thinking, oh, my gosh, like, now I can go in and fill all that in for how we've gotten to here. But I wouldn't have had a clue. There's no one that could have taught me. Like, you have to experience this stuff. The biggest thing is you have to be willing to freaking persist. And when it's harder, you gotta challenge yourself more. If you wanna get better at something, challenge yourself. If you wanna get better, challenge yourself more. And I'm not telling you it's easy. It's gonna be harder than you can imagine. But it's also gonna pay out, not only in finances, it's gonna pay out in your dream, in your why, in the lives that you change in ways that you never could have possibly imagined. And something else that I'm talking about here with this B-side of success. I was just talking to my man, Greg Walker. We call him the Big Dreamer. He's gonna be back in here live in studio. At one point owned the largest number of Subway franchises in the state of Ohio. And also the Taco Del Mar restaurants. Yeah, 248 at one point in time. But you don't see the B-side where he barely graduated from high school. Two of his brothers are on death row. His mom and dad were dealing drugs, prostituting off his sisters, and he overcame all this adversity, flipped the script on that, but then he still faced entire new levels of it as he's grown his business, became a speaker around the world. I'm even honored to be doing an event with you. That's right, Greg. We'll talk about it when I have you back on the show. Next week, we'll share it all more, so stay tuned. But there's a B-side to this success. You could see him driving around. He had a Lamborghini at one point in time and it looked so great, but you don't see the battle that takes place behind the scenes. And we all go through it, and he still is facing challenges. I mean, Greg, when he's in here, he might probably still be in his wheelchair. He had like 3/4 of his foot cut off. They found something else in his other bone. They had to cut more off with that, with his diabetes, and he still has persisted through it. But it doesn't mean he hasn't had so many hard times, and he keeps persevering onward. And that's what I want all of you to understand, is there's no magic. Like, I'm gonna be real, my faith in God, without my faith in God, without my faith in Jesus Christ, and yeah, I have doubts, but at the foundation of it all, I would not be able to do anything, because there's so many times where things will just crumble out from under you. Just recently, I have these amazing video courses I've been working on for 2 years, on my baby, my dream of my company, Dreamshine. We have had the lowest turnover rate in the state for what we do. Like, in this field, the turnover rate averages 78%, and ours was just 11% in 2018. And it's all about how I've learned through so many hard times and struggles and adversity to grow a world-class team. And it's always a work in progress. Build that culture. Like, get rid of that drama, how to hire the right way, really how to do it. This is my baby. This is my, like, my playbook of retain, like how to build and grow world-class teams. So we made this whole course over the years, and also my book, that's right, I've been working on. And it's almost done, but guess what? The person that I've been working with, I could sit here and play the victim and all this and that, but he ended up being someone with a company that not only over-promised like insanely and under-delivered, but it got to where the excuses kept happening. I invested a lot financially. I invested a lot time-wise. And trust me, I know this is gonna be amazing. But then when it came down to do it, it was all ready. We had it set up, and it was always something new, something else, some other excuse as to why he couldn't do this. And he actually owes me money for this. And I realized he kept giving like new hope, but then he kept letting me down. And I put all this work in, and it was like eating me away. And this is why it's important that you have good people, the few good people in your inner circle that can help call you out and help tell you what you need to hear. Not always what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And I remember with this, it finally was getting, okay, now it's going to be backed up a few more months. And I realized that this guy's doing this thing all over again, and I'm seeing it happen with his other companies and all this chaos going on. And I talked to my good friend, and he's done some work with this person too, and he's finally like, dude, let it go. Like, let it go. It's eating at you like cancer, and then continue to focus on everything else that you're doing right now. And this is funny because I teach this all the time. I live this, but I was like, oh my gosh, I was like stuck in this almost like abusive cycle. You know, it's like when you're with someone, the person that's with their spouse that keeps beating them and telling them, this is the last time I'm going to change. You know, 2 years later, they're still doing it and they're believing, oh, they're going to change. And their actions don't follow their words, then at a point it's on you to make a change. And for me, I said, that's it, I'm cutting you off, I'm done, I'm leaving you. Like, yep, you owe me all the money back for that. We'll figure that out. Maybe you'll do the right thing, maybe you won't. But right now, I'm cutting you off and I'm moving forward. If I need to involve a lawyer and all that, that can drag on and on and on. You have to weigh out what's worth it for your time. But what I do know is that I'm gonna continue to succeed. And people could say, you failed, this person got the better of you. I'm not gonna lie, I was hearing that in my own head. And to be really honest with all of you, the person I know, I won't mention his name, who I have looked up to as a mentor. We've helped each other. He's been doing a lot, speaks all over the world. He said, look, this person did this to him and owes him all this money also. Actually, even more than I ever even knew, for like 500,000 books that he sold. And I told him, I said, to be honest with you, I hate saying this, but the fact to know that this also happened to you makes me feel better. And I'm not saying I want that to happen to him. I'm being transparent with all of you. This is my ego coming out to let you know we're all still working on things. And part of my ego was like, how could this person get the better of me? But like, I realized that and I told him that. I was being honest and transparent with him. I'm like, man, you know, that's not good. That's making me, he's like, man, I went through the same thing. It was such a process and I'm always working on it too. And he said, I just learned to move. I moved onward. I cut my ties and I moved onward. He's continued to have so much success. And I learned throughout the years with my company Dreamshine, so many of the same things has happened. And I'm not telling you to be a doormat and let everyone just walk all over you, because then you'll never make it. But I'm telling you, focus on fighting the right Goliath. Focus on fighting the right Goliath. There was times when I was opening Dreamshine when, yep, they threatened me all the way up to the state level of the government to try to shut me down. And you better believe it, I fought them. because that was about all of our clients we were serving, that was about all the lives that were online, and if I allow that to happen, we never would have made it. So I fought that Goliath. I fought it and I fought it. I went up against the odds, and here we are 13 years later, serving over 55 individuals at DreamShine. The best, DreamShine is the best program of its kind in the world. And now we're doing this entire new expansion with our Imagination Center. We got the Confidence Room, the Job Skills Building, the Waterfall, the Multisensory Room. It's continuing to grow in so many levels. And that's a whole other issue of battling for the loans behind the scenes and what we have to go through, the B side. It gets hard. There's no perfect way to do it. But what I'm telling you is, when you see me here speaking and you see me on the show or you hire me, you see me at an event, to understand that I'm going through different struggles like all of you are. We just have to learn, and at times we're gonna be doing wrong. We have to help have someone to call us out. And also, you have to be willing to listen to them even when it's not what you want to hear. I wanted to hear, oh no, do this and this is going to happen and that's going to work so well and this person. It's like, no. And then I'm thinking I'm going to be losing all this time. And what if this person, what if this time they got it right? And I really stepped back and thought about it. And I'm like, no. I'm allowing myself to be in like this abusive cycle, and I'm gonna cut these people out of my life. And I'm telling you, you might think they got a little short-term win, right? They may think that, but it's a marathon. The tortoise and the hare, we know it. The tortoise always wins the race every time you read the book, and that's been the story of my life. So this person, watch him 5 years from now. I won't say your name, you're lucky I won't. But if you keep doing this to other people, I will, if I need to. Absolutely I will, because I fight for the underdog. I know what it's like to be the underdog. So watch out, I will call you out if I need to. But what I've learned more so, you don't usually need to do that. What I've learned is watch where you go in 5 years as you continue to cut them out, and watch as you continue to grow and you don't focus on fighting. You see, the enemy, the devil, knows that you're doing huge things, or else he wouldn't be putting these little obstacles, these fights, these things here, and he wants to take your focus and scatter it. See, laser focus, like a magnifying glass, it's when it's like, boom, you're so focused that you can achieve anything. And he wants that to be scattered, and he wants you to be wasting your energy on this fight. I could be going into this and winning this little battle here, right? And I could win that, and meanwhile, I win that, and all the energy I could be exhausting on this is not even going towards the real fight that I need to be fighting, which is taking my company to a whole new level. The show. This podcast, can you believe it? All of you, thank God. Now that we have the radio show, the internet radio show, the podcast on iTunes, this video show in studio has taken off so much that we have official sponsors that we're booking up, even to the point of wait lists. Guests coming in from all over the world. I can't wait to see where this is going to go. Millions and millions and millions of you listening, watching, contributing, and my company, DreamShine, growing the leadership. And I realized all those courses I had worked on, I have all those. The book, I own that. I have that. It's in my head. I've lived it. And I realized what a blessing in disguise. Had that all come through and got finished, I would have been in contract with this person who still owes me a lot of money in the short term, but I would have been in contract with this person, say it did start doing good and having this happening, and God helps you because this person is a slime ball. And God's like, help me realize that and help have the right person in my life. And I have to be open to listen to it, to what I didn't want to hear, but what I needed to hear. And that's what I want to ask all of you today is, number one, don't quit because you don't have the perfect business plan. It doesn't exist. Keep going and learn along the way. You'll get messy, you'll get beat up, you'll get scarred, and your scars, you wear those as badges of honor because that means you have experience. That's how you get it. And then the other one is, if there's these people in your life that aren't helping elevate you to that next level, that are sucking the energy out of you, that are forcing you, not forcing you, they're pulling you to fight the wrong fight. I need you to get someone in your life and challenge them to tell you what you need to hear and be able to listen to it and have the courage to cut them off. To cut them off, to let it go so you can move forward towards that next dream in your life and fight that right Goliath that you need to fight so you can cut his head off. That's why I have this right here. This, if you haven't noticed in the background, this is the actual sword from the movie 300. They use this on the actual set. And the reason I have this here is this resembles what they did, the Spartans, the 300 of them, it says, went after the Persians, who had like millions of soldiers. And they were just dominating as tyrants, taking over the world, literally, enslaving the women, the children, and they would come to a town and say, we're either gonna kill you or we're gonna take your women and children as slaves. But the 300 stood up, the Spartans. That's right. They stood up when it was time to fight that right fight. That was the Goliath that they went after. And I'm drawing a blank on the main guy's name, which is a shame. You know, I suck with names. But the main guy, it's a shame. I'll put it in the show notes. He is what I call a true hero. He went up against it pretty much knowing he was gonna die. But he was the one, by him doing that and going up against it and showing how much they could do and plow through this army. What these 300 did was then started to inspire other nations to join the fight. And through that, they came together and united, and they ended up changing the course of history and defeating the Persians. Even though he died as a leader. He died with all his warriors encircled around him, willing to die with him, because he was fighting the right fight. He was the underdog like you. The odds are against you. It can be impossible, but this is proof right here that one person, yeah, there's a B-side to it, but look, that one person can literally change the course of history. And that one person is you. So never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at schwanns.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.